extract.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Starting at the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with an old friend, Dave Skuzinski. Dave is on the show frequently with Corey in terms of daily editorials. Dave's an old friend of mine. I wanted to get him back in the roundup, so to speak, round table, so to speak, on the weekend show. Dave is an expert in green energy. And before you turn off your radios and before you turn off your computers, let me tell you who one of the biggest proponents of green energy in the country is. How about George W. Bush? He was one of the first governors, when he was a governor of Texas, to actually promote the Dickens out of wind energy. Now, what's interesting about wind energy, as Dave brought up, is the fact that if natural gas is trading at $2, wind energy can't compete. But when natural gas is trading up around $5 or more, wind energy is a very, very good alternative. Tell us a little bit about that, Dave, if you would, and tell us a little bit about how George W. Bush got involved in this thing, would you?
I'd be happy to, Al. Nice speaking with you again. As I was mentioning off air, about 4 years ago, the American Wind Energy Association had their annual conference. It's quite a large get-together. And they had it in Dallas, and the keynote speaker was George W. Bush. And, you know, it was a happy gig for him because he didn't even have to get on a plane. He could just get in the limousine and drive downtown and give a speech to this large group and tell them about how he was an early and enthusiastic supporter of wind energy. And it all resulted from his growing up in Midland, Texas. And West Texas is a very windy place. I've never been, but from what I understand, it is. And he knew it. And he knew that, you know, the wind blows steady there. And when wind turbines began to sort of make their mark 10 years ago, at the beginning of 2000, is when sort of bigger and more efficient wind turbines started to come on the scene. He was discussing with his staff how to figure out a way to promote using wind to create electricity in Texas. And he put in place a program of incentives and tax breaks for wind farm developers. And Texas has become a huge state. I believe it's the biggest state in terms of wind power generated. Last year in 2013, 9.9% of all the electricity in the state of Texas was generated by wind power. And that was double what it had been 5 years before. And all of this is a result of what George W. Bush had put in place, the programs he put in place, the friendliness of the state towards that business, because a lot of companies are involved in the construction of wind farms and servicing, etc. And so they've got a terrific infrastructure. They build big transmission lines to move the electricity from the windy areas of the state to the population centers, and it keeps growing. As I was saying, natural gas is a big competitor, especially in Texas, where they've got all the gas they need, and they could put up power generating plants that use gas and only gas very easily in Texas, and do it very competitively. But in a place where they have abundant natural gas, they find that wind is competitive and is getting cheaper. And it's getting cheaper when you do the numbers. When you do the numbers over time and you consider that it's a very high capital cost to put up a wind farm, but once it's there, there are no fuel costs. and the ongoing running costs for wind farms or solar farms, et cetera, are very, very low compared to any of the competition. And that's why renewable energy is continuously getting bigger, not only in the U.S., but around the world.
Dave, when I talk to you each week, one of my main questions is, how does renewable energy fit in with the overall energy picture in the U.S.? We keep on hearing the reports that the U.S. is moving towards energy independence, and a lot of what I thought that meant was more fracking, and they were able to pull out more oil, more natural gas. But what I'm hearing you say is that natural energy, you think, has a, or renewable energy has a bigger role to play in this whole energy equation in the U.S., or is it in the world as well?
Well, it happens that in the U.S., it's playing a very big role, and it's an increasing role, as I just described, as what's happening in Texas. You've got lots and lots of big solar developments that are going up. There are more creative ways of financing for residential solar operations. Solar is getting very big in the U.S., and so is wind. They're all growing, and they're growing much faster than competing forms of energy. In the month of November in 2013, in the U.S. alone, there were about 350 megawatts worth of new electrical plants. And not one watt of that energy was from any of the old types of fossil fuel burning plants, either coal or gas or nuclear. In the month of November, all 350 megawatts of new capacity that were added in the U.S. were renewable energy plants. So that gives you an idea. It's only 1 month, and it's going to change. But the vast majority of the new power plants that are going up are not the majority yet, but it's about 50% that are going up in the U.S. are renewable, and it's going to keep growing as time goes on, and that is especially true if gas prices can stay. They don't have to be $5, but if they can stay higher than they were when they bottomed out a couple of years ago, then the last sort of really strong competition for renewables drops away. Fracking is great. It produces a lot of gas, but the production rates of gas wells that are that need to be fracked drop off very, very quickly. And it's expensive. It's an expensive process to keep fracking to keep production up. So the gas is there. The oil is there. There's no doubt that the U.S. is going to be producing a lot more oil and gas, but it's expensive. And oddly enough, on price alone, renewable energy somewhere down the line is going to beat, all of the competition. To answer the question, it's not just in parts of the world where there is no fracking possible, where they have to import, let's say, diesel to run generators to make electricity. Obviously, in places like that, solar or wind is going to be competitive. But even in the state of Texas, as an example, you have competition from renewable energy where the technology keeps improving, the prices keep dropping, and that equation makes it work and be more cost effective than the competition.
You know, I got to tell you, wrapping this segment up here, I am getting more and more interested in renewable energy companies, and the reason I am is because of conversations that I have with people who are proponents of this particular sector. Dave certainly is no exception to that. Dave is a very bright guy, and I have a lot of respect for what he has done over the years in the natural resource sector, and I find it interesting that he has diversified into this particular segment of it. I think it's really interesting, and I think that it does present some really interesting opportunities. If you believe in diversification as I do, this is one you might want to take a look at. Stick around. We are going to be right back.
The nation. nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Got a gentleman on the line who I've known for an awful long time, probably about 15 years, Baman Yamini. Baman is the president of a company that, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say I am an investor in this company, is Canisil Resources. Baman and I had lunch earlier this week. And among other things, we talked about what Canacil is doing right now. And what I found to be really interesting is where a lot of junior companies are kind of sitting on their hands, Canacil isn't doing that at all. Canacil has properties in Mexico. Canacil has a property also in British Columbia. What they're doing in Mexico, I find to be very, very interesting because the upside there is interesting to say the least. I can't say significant because you'd construe that as investment advice, and this is not investment advice. But it's a really, really interesting situation. Bauman, could you bring us up to speed on what you guys are doing in Mexico?
Of course, Al. Pleasure to be with you. And we have a number of properties in Mexico. As you know, they're focused right in the Durango Zacatecas states on the major silver belt, which is one of the world's premier silver-producing regions. What differentiates Canacil to a certain extent is that we have a full-time operating base in Durango. We have six permanent staff there, including a geological team. And that has enabled us to acquire a number of, we believe, very high potential projects. And we have worked diligently to do the earlier stage work on these, including airborne surveys, ground geophysical surveys, a lot of ground geology sampling, and the earlier stages of drilling to prove the concepts. And I think at least five of the projects are at that stage. And now they need to go further with drilling to the discovery stage. And one of the most interesting ones right now is a project right outside the city of Durango called the Salamandra Project, which covers a large area, has excellent infrastructure, and is right now under option to MAG Silver. They're in the first year of the option agreement on Salamandra and currently completing the required 3,000-meter drill program on that project. We will be expecting results from that over the next month or so as they complete their 3,000-meter program. And I think that's currently one of the most exciting developments of the company.
Now, we're talking about some joint ventures. We're talking about a joint venture, another joint venture with MAG Silver, and we're talking about a potential joint venture with another company. I don't know. I didn't mention the name because I don't know if that is confidential yet. But can you give us an update there?
I don't think we should be mentioning names because these are all subject to confidentiality agreements that we have with the companies that are looking at the projects. But the strategy is that as the share price has been is very low. We are around 9 cents right now. At a couple of years ago, in March 2011, when silver hit $49, we were at close to 60 cents. And at this time, it would be highly dilutive for us to try to fund major drilling on our projects. So our objective is to enter into joint venture agreements like the one that we have with MAG Silver with highly qualified and well-funded companies, and have hopefully another one or two projects of that type where these companies are drilling and advancing them in order to create value on the projects. And that will still leave us with other drill-ready projects that we can drill ourselves when the share price is higher and we can fund in a less dilutive manner. So I think we have a good start with MAG working at Salamandra, and there are three other projects that are under confidentiality agreements with excellent companies, and we're working through that process, and we're hoping to conclude one or two more agreements as we advance. Of course, that remains to be seen.
How about a bit of an update as to what's going on in British Columbia?
In British Columbia, the most advanced project is the Brenda project. It's a gold-copper porphyry system, potentially a very large system and a deep-seated system. It's very close to the next producing mine called the Kemess Mine and an emerging project called the Kemess North project, which are owned by Orico Gold. Kemess North is a deep-seated porphyry, similar in setting to what we have at our Brenda project. We have up to now completed about 10,000 meters of drilling at Brenda. We see the signs of a deep-seated porphyry there. We completed a 1,000-meter drill hole in the summer that unfortunately did not produce the results at depth that we expected, But this is to be expected with these large porphyries. They need significant drilling. And again, that would be one that we would be discussing with some larger companies to take forward on a joint venture basis.
So long story short, Canacil is forging ahead. I know you have 6 full-time staffers working down in the office in Durango. I am actually looking forward to visiting the property in Durango at some point because I think Mexico has a lot of potential. I have to say I know that Dr. Peter McGaw, who I consider to be the foremost American geologist when it comes to knowledge of what's going on in Mexico, is somebody who I really respect, and he likes this situation a lot. Do not construe any of this, please, as being investment advice, because it is not. And also remember, Big Al is a shareholder in Canacil Resources and continues to hold that stock. You know, Corey, I've known this guy, Bahman Yamini, for an awful long time, and he's a very astute guy. He didn't want to talk about himself per se, which I find to be interesting because he's probably one of the most highly qualified individuals out there when it comes to education and experience. I mean, the man has an MBA from Harvard University. He's a guy who knows his way around the block. He's also not a first-generation miner. His family has been involved in the industry for quite some time now. Now, what I find interesting about Bahman's modus operandi, for lack of better terms, is, in a sense, a company like Canacil really is a project generator.
They are, and you know what? It's a kudos to Bahman in the respect that he understands this tough market that we're in. It's hard right now to go out there and raise money and continue to advance projects. And Bahman clearly has access to a number of different projects. And by being able to JV them, and especially with large players such as MAG, he really has, I think, the right business model for the market that we're in. They don't need to go through and dilute all kinds of their shares. They are able to continue to advance these projects while still focusing on what they do best, which is acquire other properties that are attractive to other companies. And I think Bahman is moving in the right area. It's definitely a stock that's not going to shoot up just in a day, but if one of these big companies finds something, you know, they could be off and running, and then they still have multiple projects in their back pocket.
Well, you know, the thing you have to ask yourself is who is making the better move? The companies that are financing themselves into oblivion with 75 to junior companies with having to finance and increase their dilution to the point where they might have 75 to 100 million shares out there, or somebody like Bahman Yamini who says, you know what, we're going to JV these projects because it makes a lot more sense because the dilution factor then is simply not around. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back. We're going to be talking politics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You got the Four Musketeers, Corey, Al, Jeff Dice, and our Washington insider, Glenn Downs. You know, guys, in the first segment of the show, we chatted with Glenn and Jay about the odds of a Republican getting elected to the presidency and over the next, let's say, six elections. And I said that I felt that they were slim to none, for lack of better terms. I think there's pretty much a lock on the 2016 election. Jeff, you and I talked about that in the past. You know, I think it's pretty obvious that Hillary is probably going to get the nod, number one, and number two, unless there's a huge black swan, I think Hillary will probably get elected, and I don't want to get any hate mail for that. I'm not saying I support her, I don't support her, I'm saying that I think that's what's going to happen, and I know, Jeff, you brought that up. Glenn, it looks like the Republicans have pretty much thrown in the towel on this debt ceiling thing that's right around the corner, right?
Well, that's correct, Al, and the it was really going to be a difficult project to kind of pull off anyway. The Republican leadership is very much committed to raising the debt ceiling, just for general purposes, their own general purposes. Additionally, there's an element of the Republican Party, though, a big strong element that was against any debt ceiling increase for any reason, and then another element that was would increase the debt ceiling only under the condition there'd be some actual reform and entitlement programs and cutting back other spending programs. And that wasn't coming together. So the only choice was to either not pass a debt ceiling increase or to pass and have yet another showdown with Mr. Obama, or to pass a debt ceiling increase cleanly, just kind of raise the white flag, and that's what they have done.
guys, you know, this debt ceiling issue comes up every few months, and it's always just a increase the debt ceiling, kick the can further down the road. Sometimes you hear rumblings of the Republicans wanting to stand up to it or there being some opposition, but in the 11th hour, we always have some sort of resolution to it. Jeff, my question for you is, how come it seems like the Republicans can't unify over one issue and really try to put their dig their feet in the sand and stand strong on something?
Corey, I would say they can't do that because their constituency at the end of the day is the same as the Democrats' constituency. In other words, they're both more or less beholden to the corporate and banking class, and, you know, which has become utterly dependent on more and more Fed money, more and more monetary expansion, more and more quantitative easing. So that's why the Republicans can't even talk about tapering, you know, when we're talking about monetary policy, much less talk about actually putting the brakes on the debt ceiling limit. I mean, the bottom line is that we have become, as a country, dependent on spending more than we bring in tax revenues at the government level. That's entitlements and military spending all put together. So the only way for us to change that would be to radically slash spending on entitlements and military, which would cause a lot of dislocation and heartache, to put it mildly, or to simply stop paying some of our treasury debt interest, which increases exponentially. So really, you know, both Republicans and Democrats are between a rock and a hard place, and they can't change it because there's no underlying public will to change it. I mean, they only wanted to keep inflating the bubble long enough for it to burst after they're out of office. So, you know, everything that Bernanke has done since the crash of 08-09, everything that Yellen will do since the crash of 08-09 going forward is only going to make this problem bigger and worse. In other words, we need the recession. The recession is the cure. It's the hangover to the monetary expansion of the 1990s and 2000s. And unless and until we face that awful moment and sort of tear the Band-Aid off, we're just going to keep building a bigger and bigger trap for ourselves.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't have a lot of faith for my style of living in the United States. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I watched the interview with Bill O'Reilly and President Obama, and I watched, that was the live interview, and then I watched the one that was taped. And Bill O'Reilly, purely and simply, didn't pull any punches. He simply said, Mr. President, where you and I differ is you want a nanny state. You want an entitlement state, and I don't. I don't believe in giving people something for nothing. Now, my point is, the way the government is right now, they know, the Democrats know, and so do the Republicans, that the only way you're going to win elections anymore on a national level is purely and simply to placate the people who are probably a little over 50% of this country who are totally dependent on the government. As long as those people remain totally dependent on the government, and you're going to see this for generations, I would have to say that unless the Republicans become more like Democrats, they're not going to do very well in the future, because the majority of people in this country, they don't care. They want something for nothing, and I think that's very sad. Any comments on that, either one of you guys?
Well, Al, in you see in Europe, parties that are considered to be the conservative parties are really far to the left of what U.S. conservatives would consider to be conservative. What's happened is that they have done exactly what you described. They shifted their center of gravity to the left, or towards more expansive government as a means of staying in power. And that's overwhelmingly the impulse of people that are in political office, is to, the number one thing that you're trying to do is, like an amoeba, first things first, stay alive, reproduce, stay in power. And then you can kind of convince yourself that, hey, we'll live to fight another day, and then we will do the hard things. But you never quite get around to doing those hard things. And like you indicated, the body politic may not be so keen on the hard, taking the hard medicine, particularly when that hard medicine affects them personally.
Jeff, we only have a couple minutes left, but I want to get your final comment on the issue of, do you think that people, as long as they are receiving handouts from the government, they have no reason to demand a change, or they won't look to some of these other countries that are struggling, that are in the same boat, and think, we are going down the same road and we can't have this happen anymore?
Well, that's the reason. I mean, the reason for Americans to sort of wake up and start voting is their immediate gratification interest is plainly and simply because they care about their kids and grandchildren and the future of this country. But, I mean, that's what government does. When you solve political, economic, and social problems through political means instead of through market and civil society means, you create incentives for everyone to have a very short-term mindset, to have high time preferences and apply those even to their political decisions. So, you know, for instance, Social Security has created an enormous constituency amongst middle class and elderly voters for an entitlement system. Also, Medicare, I should add, that is actuarially unsound and cannot continue. You know, so this is what politics does: is it enriches the political class. But at the same time, it turns average people sort of against each other and pits them based on sort of their immediate gratification, their immediate self-interest, as opposed to the broader long-term well-being of the country.
And unfortunately, that's exactly what's going on right now. And Glenn, as you brought up very succinctly, this is nothing new. This is going on all over the world. People simply want something for nothing. And I got to tell you guys, that is very, very sad, because that's what ruins countries. That's what ruins societies. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what's going on right now. Stick around.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the show with the Four Musketeers. You know, a subject that comes to mind, in my opinion, is when you talk about what we're talking about in terms of the nanny state, as Bill O'Reilly calls it. You know, at my age, I am violently against that because it takes away all incentives. It takes away basically every single incentive in the world for a large percentage of the population of a society, and that's what's going on right now. You know, the president basically, as was brought out again in the interview on Monday, I guess it was, with Bill O'Reilly, the president made a statement that he wants to fundamentally change the complexion of society in the United States, and Bill O'Reilly called him on that. And the president said, you know, waffled around and said, I just want it to be a place where everybody has the ability to do, Bill, what you and I did, which is lift ourselves up by our bootstraps and become successful. That's what he said. I am firmly convinced that he doesn't believe that. Income equality, Jeff, as you brought up off mic, that is a huge, huge disincentive. What do you think?
Well, first of all, income equality is just another undefined sacred cow of the left. It's like social justice. You can't define it, and all they can do is sort of bash us over the head with unwieldy laws to try to arrive at this mythical equality. But the problem is that by even talking about income inequality, we're accepting the basic premise of the left. We're allowing them to frame the debate, which says, A, you know, income equality, inequality is inherently bad, which is certainly debatable, and B, that it's some sort of natural result of unfettered capitalism, which is utterly and grossly false. So, you know, we've got Obama out there saying it's a cornerstone of his second term. We have this new socialist mayor of New York City saying that it's his number one priority. We even have the relatively new Pope talking about income redistribution almost from a biblical perspective. So this is obviously something that the left has been sitting on, has been simmering, and now they feel emboldened and they want to trot it out. And you know, it's really a dramatically wrong-headed point of view. It's government which creates most inequality in society through regulatory capture, through subsidies, but most of all through central banking. I mean, it's the Fed that has created more untoward millionaires and billionaires, people who produce nothing of any real value in society. And it's also the Fed which creates a bigger disparity between the haves and the have-nots, because the haves get newly created monetary stimulus at the front end, the early recipients, and then the have-nots, you know, the little old lady on a fixed income, suffers in the inflation tax later on as a late recipient of that money as a result. So it's a dangerous and absurdist argument that the left is making, and I'm afraid that so far, at least in sort of the mainstream press, the right wing's not making a very good response. And I would argue that it's really just the Austrian school that has the full explanation about why, how government creates inequality and how other types of inequality are not bad, but are actually good, because, you know, it's a result of entrepreneurial capitalism and people striving to get rich, in effect, in ways that hugely benefit the rest of society. In other words, through their entrepreneurial creations and through a general rising of raising of our material well-being. So it's a very dangerous time in America, because this is we're at a Time Magazine or American Idol level of economic comprehension of this issue. And I'm afraid that especially our younger generations are going to get beat over the head with this and not understand it.
Our younger generations are getting beat over the head with this. Many of them don't understand it. We basically have a magic pill type society. And I got to tell you, when you look at that, when you look at the type of society that we're having right now, this road that we're on, I got to tell you guys, I'm not really sure that it's changeable. What do you guys think?
Well, we definitely are on a vector, and it's not in the right direction. And typically, these things have to get worse before they get better. Just like somebody that's got a drinking problem or a spending problem or whatever, they almost sometimes people have to kind of hit bottom before they get a hold of things to sort of realize how bad the situation, you know, really is. And we are really on it's just, again, mathematic, demographic, and compound-driven interest road in the wrong direction. And it's not, and having optimism and good thoughts don't affect mathematics or compound interest, demographics either. So we have to, people that just don't want to face reality, and it's just endemic. And as Jeff indicated, the Austrian school is one that is really focused in on looking at solutions by challenging some of the current paradigms that are out there running things. And most Republicans are people that consider themselves to be conservatives, frankly, are very comfortable, at least with large aspects of centrally planned economies. And you see that because they are great supporters of the current monetary system, where you have obviously one half of every transaction is money, and it's the markets are just not allowed to work on one half of every transaction, and they're very comfortable with the machinations of coming out of the Fed and elements of Washington D.C. So it's not good. And on the Obama side, I just think I continue to go back to his training, along with Mrs. Clinton, with the radical Saul Alinsky there in Chicago. And, you know, the famous rules for radicals, and they're not interested in just slightly adjusting the trajectory that the country's on. Alinsky talked openly about tearing down the current society, sort of creating a crisis in order to tear down and rebuild it in a different image. And he talked about things like getting hold of the healthcare system. They talked about getting people in more dependent upon government control, increasing debt to an unsustainable level, and which again further enslaves people. Their gun control, welfare, education, religion, class warfare, all those things Alinsky talked about. And if you take a look at what Mr. Obama and his administration are doing, not so much what they are saying, but what they are doing, it kind of really follows that playbook pretty closely. So it's high noon for America, I think.
Jeff, I want to touch back on one point that you made, is that wealth inequality or income inequality can be beneficial because it strives people to be entrepreneurial, to work harder. But when we're trying to level out all the income, then you know what, some people, we already mentioned that some people are used to this entitlement state. That's not going to make them work harder, and that's not what actually drives and grows economies. We need to let things fail and let other ventures succeed. That is how you weed out the bad and bring in the good, and we need to embrace the good. Is that something that the Austrian school really believes in as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mises talked about this. He said, first of all, the socialist left doesn't understand that you can't take the sum total of income in a country and keep that sum total constant and then just divvy it up differently. In other words, the only way you can have greater equality is to actually reduce that total of income. And the reason for that is very simple, is that human action is such that, you know, people strive to increase their income and hence increase national income when they get some perceived benefit for that. And when Steve Jobs decided to create the, you know, early versions of the Apple computer, then the Mac, and then the iPhone and the iPad, I mean, there was a part of that was for ego gratification. Part of that was probably for money. Part of that was probably for fame. So however you want to measure it, I mean, when we first came up sort of out of caves, I mean, we've always had the desire to better ourselves. And there is a degree of which that's relative to our neighbors. And so to try to blunt this using the hammer of government is a fool's errand at best, and at worst, it's a prescription for a really dismal society, and a planned economy.
You know, I kind of hate to have this discussion because it is a little bit, for me, it's a little bit depressing. For me, it's a lot depressing. You know, I'm in an environment right now where there's a whole bunch of people who have a whole bunch of money who worked very, very hard to get to where they're at. And it just, you know, I would go so far as to say that what these guys are talking about, at the risk of sounding like a crazy born again, what have you, you know, I think this is totally against God's plan. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you guys think?
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.